Hey friends, it is March 27th, Wednesday. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. We've got Max Crawford. I am Shel Winkley. Storms? Question mark? Okay, maybe better than a question mark, but we've got an interesting little setup today that could lead to some rain, a few rumbles of thunder, and maybe some hefty gusts. Let's dive in. So if you're listening to this and you're walking outside early, it's chilly. If you're listening to this later and you walked outside earlier today, it was chilly. Either which way, the air is dry. There's not a lot of moisture here. It's a pretty tough sell to get some rain and storms. But we do have the chance as a little disturbance pops its way on the backside of the bigger weather maker that came through. Remember, we had rain on Monday and then a cold front for yesterday. This is all part of the same grand picture. Little disturbance comes across a weak front. And if all goes together with a little bit of sunshine breaking through some of the clouds, not necessarily here at home, but maybe to our west or to our northwest, that can unlock a few thunderstorms, elevated thunderstorms, thunderstorms that are not tied to moisture here at the surface. Okay, so why does that matter? Because again, there's not a lot of moisture to work with. So as it's creating rain, a lot of that rain will evaporate as it comes down to the ground, moving through that dry air. And as it evaporates, it can do a couple of things. One, it can cool down the air. Two, it can saturate the air to try to get some rain to the ground. But most importantly, three, this has been a long setup, I apologize. Number three is the fact that it can create quite a bit of wind gusts. We're looking at gusts anywhere around, say, 30 or 40 miles per hour. And not for everybody, just where we could have one of these thunderstorms that has some evaporated rain with it. Okay, so that's the biggest thing we monitor today. But at the same time, some of these elevated thunderstorms, because they're closer to the colder air aloft in the middle or upper portions of the atmosphere, if these storms can grow big and tall, then they could create a little bit of hail. I don't think it's a huge hail risk for today, but some pea-sized hail, some penny-sized hail, or in the biggest capacity, maybe some quarter-sized hail. Again, not a huge concern, but not a zero concern. Okay, so that's the setup. The question is, can we do anything with it? And that's where Max comes in.
Is it though? Now, listen, this is a setup where a lot of different things can happen just given the atmosphere at hand. So weather models, you might be surprised to know, are in a little bit of disagreement with how the rest of the afternoon and evening unfolds. There are some that are a little bit more aggressive that will spark up an additional shower thunderstorm even south of OSR, bring some activity into Brazos County, some heavy rain, potentially some strong wind as well. Then our in-house model is a lot more quiet on that. But it also insisting that we might find a little bit of a weak gust front that pushes through town, maybe pushes winds up to about 30 to 35 miles per hour as these storms collapse just to the north. Right now, I think that scenario is a little bit more likely, though we certainly won't rule out some showers and thunderstorms, but with some models saying the exact opposite of the other, guess what? That's enough to slap a 40% chance for rain on there. And again, this is primarily a late afternoon for our northern counties. It would likely be post-dinner time for BCS if we see that roll through town. So I think the plan for this evening is keep any outdoor plans you might have, just have the Pinpoint weather app handy. Rest of the week is looking fantastic. Maybe not quite as picture perfect as it was yesterday, but if you wanted it warmer, then you are in luck. Thursday and Good Friday both look like fantastic weather. Lots of sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Overnight lows are a little bit on the chilly side, especially the next couple mornings, but we're going to be a little bit more mild as we step into Easter weekend.
Get you to the other side of that hippity-hoppity Easter weekend, and it gets a little warm. Temperatures still looking to top off on the warmer side of 80 degrees as we walk into a brand new month, the first day of April. But now, some of our latest data suggests that that cold front we started telling you about a couple of days ago now might get here a little sooner, maybe Tuesday of next week, April 2. And if that's the case, that's your best chance for rain, and we could see some unseasonably cool air move back in here as we get into the first days of April. Next Wednesday, next Thursday, maybe sticking around for next Friday as well. So it looks like a kind of pretty decent warm up, but also more of that cool spring air is not completely out of the question.
Alrighty gang, it is a day to monitor trends and just kind of see how the day evolves. And we'll of course continue to keep you updated every step along the way, and that should not stop you from having an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. For Shel Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. We'll catch you on the next one. Let's make it a great day.